Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seeker Sunday School class. Where's our memory verse? Psalm 51 is correct. 10 is correct. Create in me a clean heart, O God, together. Psalm 51, 10. Okay, that's the part you already know. Now, we never have added, and renew a right spirit within me. Let's try that a few times together. And renew a right spirit within me. Again.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Good. Again.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Great. Again.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Good. Again.
And renew a right spirit within me.
How many believe we can put it together?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Again. Good. Again. One more time. Great, great. Tuesday coming up, March the 5th, 10 o'clock, senior breakfast, pancakes plus, food, fun, and fellowship. Sign up sheet on the board, be there or be square. You've been reading the Bible every day, praying every day. If you need help with it, tell me. We'll get you one of these schedules. Everybody that reads the Bible through this year, God will bless you for it. Thank you.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
And breathe.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Brother Bobby, would you pray for us, please? Is this right or I need to push it again? It's still blinking. Push it again? No? Okay. What book are we in? Revelation. Who wrote it? God wrote it. How many revelations are there? Who's it belong to? Jesus is right, not John the Baptist, Jesus. God wrote it. What God the Father wrote it. What did He do with it? He gave it to God the Son. That's right. What did the Son do with it? He gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? He gave it to John. What did John do with it? Gave it to us. That's exactly right. Came by and gave it to us. How many themes? Give me one of them. Adore His presence, His person, yes. What's the other one? Accept His plan. That's correct. That's exactly right. What verse do we get the outline out of? 119's correct. What does the things which thou hast seen, what time period would that be? In the past, how many chapters go with it? One. Which chapter? One, that's right. How about the things which are? What chapters go with that? Two and three is right. What time period? Present tense is right. And the things which shall be hereafter, what time period? That's the future. And what chapters go with it? 4 through 22 is correct. Now, we've looked at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis. And we've been hung up on Philadelphia on purpose. It's because it's Brother Rick's favorite. I'm prejudiced. I lean toward it. I like Philadelphia. It's the best. It's the best. And here's two reasons why. I'm not going to read it all again. We're in Revelation 3, verse 8, down toward the bottom. He's commending them. The counselor is commending them in red letters. The big C counselor, he says, thou hast kept my word. Yeah. And then down in verse 10, the big C counselor says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Now, I've started this question a few times, and I always mess it up. But how many Bibles did they have? Which Bible did they keep? Which word did they keep? That's right. That one right there. I like to say they only had one, but that's not true. They still had Wycliffe's and Tyndale's and Cloverdale's and the Great Bible. There were other Bibles, but the church knew and accepted the 1611 English Bible. Right. They knew. They knew that's what it was. They knew God had done a work. Now, last week we started looking at some things about the originals. And we decided, we looked at James was reading a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and you told me it was Scripture. He said it was Scripture. You told me it wasn't an original. And James backed us up on that, saying that a copy is the Word of God. An exact copy of the Word of God is the Word of God. James backed us up on that. Paul backed us up on that. Peter backed us up on that. And we were just agreeing with them. We have some more of that today on your handout. But I wanted to mention why. Why, Brother Rick, are we talking about the originals? What difference does it make? Well, it's a little bit hard to find what the National Council of Churches believe and the World Council of Churches believe. But I do know this. I did find this. The National Council of Churches, their scholars produced the New Revised Standard Version. And I did find this. The World Evangelical Alliance. Sounds important. Here's what they believe. Their statement of faith is, like I said, I couldn't find the others, so I got this one. It says, we believe the Holy Scriptures as originally given by God, divinely inspired, infallible, entirely trustworthy, and supreme authority in all matters of faith and conduct. Well, we believe that. But if that's all you believe, then you don't have a Bible.
Right.
If the originals was it, if the authority died with the originals, then you don't have a Bible this morning. The World Evangelical Alliance said, we believe the Holy Scriptures as originally given by God. Their faith is in the originals. Well, no one has the originals. They're not here. I can just make up what I want them to say. Unless I got a Bible. Unless a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy is the Word of God. In that case, I've got authority. In that case. Do you believe he kept his word to keep his word?
Yes.
I believe he kept his word to keep his word. Let's look at it again. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. He said he would keep it. There's no reason for him to perfectly inspire the word of God and then let it be lost.
Right.
It was not lost. It was not lost. He preserved it. And right here he said he would. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. See, I didn't preserve them. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. From David's time forever. He said there's going to be a Bible. God said, I'm going to preserve it. I'll make sure you got one. It's a real good deal we got in on. Do you believe he kept his word to keep his word? If you don't believe his promise to keep his word, you'll be like these others floundering around looking for it. I'm not looking for it. I know where it's at. I'm not searching for the scriptures. I search through the scriptures and see what they say. I'm not searching for them. I know God preserved them. That's what he said he would do. That's what he said right there. So let's look at some more examples of some others that believe that. Psalm 18, 22 and 23. I'm sorry, 118. Psalm 118. Says the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Now let's look at that in Matthew 21. The Lord here, Matthew 21, 42. The Lord refers to this. He doesn't quote it. He refers to it. Something that was written 1,000 years before. Matthew 21:42. Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Now the Lord had been reading something that was written down 1,000 years before. Does anyone believe he had the original that David wrote? No, me neither. Actually, what I believe is the Lord is reading a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and he called it Scripture.
Right.
Not only that, Matthew recorded it, so Matthew's backing him up. Matthew believed it was Scripture, or he wouldn't have written that down. That's why he wrote it down. Yes, amen. A copy of a copy is Scripture. An exact copy of Scripture is Scripture.
Right.
Isaiah 53:12. Says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53:12 was written 750 years before Mark referred to it in Mark 15:28. Mark 15:28, And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Was Mark reading from the original that Isaiah wrote down? No. Mark believed that a copy of 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 a copy was scripture. I believe it too. James believed it last week. Paul believed it. Peter believed it. Jesus believed it. Matthew believed it. Mark believes it. And I'll just go ahead and tell you I believe it. I believe a copy of a copy of a copy is scripture. Micah 5:2. Oh, you'll never find this. It's hard. I might not find it. Here it is. Micah 5:2. And thou, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Then John 7. That was 710 years before John. And in John 7, verses 41 and 42. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? Now here, others believe that a copy of a copy of a copy of scripture. And not only that, many. Many believe that a copy of a copy of a copy was scripture of the original. Their faith is not in the original that was written down 710 years before. And mine's not either. My faith is in a copy that God, my faith is in the fact God promised he'd preserve his word. And a copy is as good as the original. Psalm 82:6. Now everyone doesn't believe that. Some's going to try to tell you that you need the original. See, actually, what I read there about that World Alliance, that's what most churches believe if you read their doctrinal statement. That's what most colleges believe if you read their doctrinal statement. Their faith is in the originals. That's not true with me. I don't believe that. Well, I believe the originals. Yes, the originals were inspired. But that's not all. God passed it on, and he preserved them. He preserved them. Yes, we have a Bible. If he didn't, we don't have a Bible. Psalm 82:6. But he said he would, and he did. I believe his word, that he kept his word. Psalm 82:6. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most, capital H, high. Asaph wrote that down. This is one of his psalms. 1,000 years B.C. In John 10, we'll be in John a good bit there if you want to put you a marker. In John 10, 34 and 36, 34 to 36, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods, little g gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Now right here, Jesus, he wasn't reading out of the originals. John said it was scripture, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he said it was scripture. That's exactly right. Let's look at Psalm 41:9. Again, David wrote this psalm 1,000 years B.C., Psalm 41:9. It says, yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Then in John 13:18, says, I speak not of y'all I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now here again, the Lord Jesus Christ was not reading an original that David wrote, or I don't think he was. You can believe that if you want to. I think they read it up during his 1,000-year period. And I believe the Lord was reading from a copy of a copy of a copy. And he called it scripture.
Right.
And John wrote it down. He believed the same thing. Psalm 22:18. Now, if this is too repetitious for you, really, if you could only come to Sunday school 1 week, I'd rather you come next week. Next week, we're going to get into the Greek. Old Brother Rick's going to have the Greek out. You better get ready. That's going to be exciting. Knowing especially English is my second language. It's going to be good. Psalm 22:18. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. David wrote it down 1,000 years B.C., John 19:24. John 19:24. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my garment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. They did not read the original. John said it was scripture. And not only John believed it, they believe it, whoever they is. It's common that a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy is scripture. They believed it. They believed it. That's what it said in the verse, they. Exodus 12:46. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. Talking about that sacrifice, that sacrificial lamb in Exodus. Then Numbers 19:12. Numbers 19:12, and he shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. And then Zechariah 12:10. These are references. They're not quotes. They're not exact quotes. The New Testament people are referring to these verses. This time it just happens to be three verses. Zechariah 12:10. Says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his own son, shall he be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Then in John 19:36-37. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. John referred to it 487 years back to the closest scripture, and he was not reading an original. He was reading a copy of a copy of a copy, a scribal copy, and he called it scripture. Isaiah 53:7-8. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Acts. That was 700 years B.C. Acts chapter 8. starting in verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. Was he reading the original one that Isaiah wrote down? No, he wasn't, Sister Jennifer. No, he wasn't. He was reading a copy. And said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb dumb before her shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And he was using a copy of a copy. He did not have the original that Isaiah wrote down. And the Philip, he figured it was scripture. And the eunuch, he believed it was scripture. And Luke, that wrote it down in the book of Acts, he believed it was scripture.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say it's a scripture.
Yes,
that a copy is scripture. 1 Kings 19:10. And he, Elijah, said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, throwing down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Paul refers to this in Romans 11. Does anyone believe he's reading an original? No. Romans 11, 2 and 3, it was 906 years B.C. when Kings was written down. Romans 11, 2 and 3, Paul says, and when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and didst eat with them. And I got the wrong verse, don't I? I'm in Acts. I need to be in Romans. I'm sorry. I bet it's right there. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Watch ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he made intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thy altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. He called it scripture. I think it's scripture. I think a copy of a copy is scripture, is what I think. It's what I believe. Genesis 12, it won't be much longer. Genesis 12, 1, 2, and 3. How about 1,500 years before? Moses wrote this down 1,500 years before B.C. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Galatians 3:8. Paul refers to this. And I think we're in agreement. He's not reading the original that Moses wrote down. Galatians 3:8. And the scripture, Paul called it scripture. Whatever he'd been reading, he called it scripture. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel that Jesus died and was buried and rose again unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Paul called it scripture. Genesis 21:10. He called a copy scripture. Genesis 21:10. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. Galatians 4:30. Paul's referring to it 1,500 years before. Galatians 4:30. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Paul called it Scripture, whatever he was reading. Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Scripture. Deuteronomy 25:4. This is the last one. We'll breathe a little bit after this. Deuteronomy 25:4. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. Now we can get a double lesson right here if we pay attention. What words are in italics here? Maybe nothing on the board. You might have to look in your copy. The corn. The corn's in italics. I've heard that you can just mark out the italics, Sister Jennifer. I've heard tell that. Anyone else heard that?
Yeah,
I've heard that. Let's look and see. 1 Timothy 5:18. Now this is written down 1,500 years before. I actually have 1,451 right here. 1 Timothy. Paul is writing to Timothy, his preacher boy. 1 Timothy 5:18. And he says, for the Scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
Right.
Now, it looks to me like Paul believed that the words the corn was Scripture.
Right.
I think he believed italicized words was Bible too.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, I believe the italicized words.
Yeah.
Also, Paul was reading from a copy of a copy of a copy, and he said it was Scripture. We've found out that Paul and James, Peter, Matthew, the Lord Jesus Christ, Mark, John, many others, they believe that a copy of a copy of a copy is Scripture.
Yeah.
Not only that, I believe the italicized word Scripture. Let's look one more place here, one of my favorite places, Luke 19. It's not on your paper, I just happened to think of it here. Luke 19:1, I doubt if it'll show up on the board. Luke 19:1, anybody want to mark out the italicized word? I double dog dare you. I'm not going to mark it out. Is yours in italics? Is the Lord's name in italics? I wouldn't mark him out. I wouldn't do it. This verse is along this line, Matthew 22:29. And Jesus answered and said to them, ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. See, the power is in the Word. The enemy hates the Scriptures. He'll do anything. If he can get your faith in the originals, that'd be wonderful, because he knows there's nowhere around. He knows the church read them up till they crumbled. That's where the originals are. The church read them up. They read them up. Let's look at it in John 2:22. John 2:22. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said unto them, and they believed the Scripture and the Word which Jesus had said. Looks to me like back yonder a while ago, the power is the Scripture. They were equal in that verse, in that sentence. Here it looks to me like the words of Jesus is equal to the Scriptures. I believe it is. I believe it is. He wrote the whole thing, didn't he?
Yes,
yes he did. The author. Yes, he's the Word. Yes, and they believed the Scripture. Were they believing the originals? Did they believe? Were they believing we believe the Holy Scriptures as originally given by God. Is that what their faith was in? No, it was in a copy. Well, yeah, that's true too. The originals are true.
Right.
Every word of them. But no one has them.
Right.
But we do have an exact copy. An exact copy is what we've got. Let's look at it right there in John 5:39. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now how am I going to search the Scriptures if the original was all that's Scripture? The originals are Scripture, but that's not all. An exact copy of the originals is Scripture. And we just proved that over and over and over again. We have a Bible, John 6:63, and you can trust it, you can depend on it. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. You'll fill it up with the Spirit, get filled up with this. Let me just say, if I go down through here changing words, it's going to be a different spirit.
Right.
It won't be the same spirit. This is the whole. This one has the Holy Spirit in it.
Amen.
If I go down through there making changes, it's not going to be the same spirit. It won't be. It won't be the same word. Acts 4:4. Acts 4:4. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed. Now let me ask you, if the Scriptures died with the originals, how's anybody going to get saved? It didn't die with the originals. The originals are the Word of God, but that's not all. An exact copy of the originals. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, you have an exact copy of the originals on your lap. I hope you do. I hope you got the right one. Pretty sure you do. Chapter 10, Acts 10:47. Acts 10:47. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Then hold your finger right there, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the Word of God. When 47 they received the Holy Ghost, in 11:1 they received the Word of God. Now which one was it? Yes. Yes. They received both. When you receive one, you get the other. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This book is full of the Holy Spirit. You can't receive one and not receive the other. Acts 17:11. You can't receive Christ and not receive Him. They agree. They agree. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the originals daily whether those things were so. No, that's not what it says. They didn't search the originals. They searched the Scriptures. They had a copy of a copy of a copy of the originals. And that's what they searched. Acts 18:24. A certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. And he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the copies of the Scripture that Jesus was Christ is what happened. Okay, I know that's been a long lesson, so let's quit early. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me my own personal copy, taking care and being particular that I'd get one. Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.